sitting in my garden this weekend, I saw a tiny flash of green and red speed past the brim of my hat. As I looked up, I just caught wind of a minuscule bird darting towards our hanging feeders. And before I could even get my son's attention to catch sight of this iridescent acrobat, it was gone to the next source of nectar. The glittering tones I noted as the bird turned to leave were a dead giveaway. It was one of the season's first ruby-throated hummingbirds. In the mid-Atlantic region, ruby-throats are the only hummingbirds found. They are also the smallest bird in the Chesapeake Bay region, which hosts them from late spring through early autumn. Ruby-throated hummingbirds fly straight and fast but can stop instantly, hover, and adjust their position up, down, backwards, and even upside down with exquisite control. Beating their wings at a stunning 53 times per second, they create a telltale humming sound that gives them their name. Their rapid wing beating and abilities that come with it are especially important, as these hummingbirds have extremely short legs, so they cannot walk or even hop with any efficiency. The best they can do is shuffle along a perch. Nevertheless, they do scratch their heads and necks by raising their feet up and over their wings in a peculiar move worthy of the best contortionists. Even so, scientists place hummingbirds in the taxonomic order Apodiformes, from the Latin for footless, which is certainly how these birds look most of the time. They tuck their limp feet close to their bodies and hover over brightly colored tubular flowers, such as trumpet creeper and cardinal flower, using a needle-like bill to feed on nectar. Hummingbirds can also catch insects like mosquitoes, gnats, and fruit flies in midair, or even pull them out of a spider web. As omnivores, ruby-throats may eat twice their body weight in food each day, which they burn up with the high metabolism necessary to sustain their energetic movements. Ruby-throated hummingbird populations have steadily and healthily increased in our area according to the North American Breeding Bird Survey. But climate change is indeed affecting their breeding habits. These diminutive flyers migrate 1,000 miles round trip to reach breeding grounds in Central America, and they time their flight with the blooming of plants they'll need to feed along the way. Researchers continue to see shifts in the opening of flowers which could be dangerous for the species. For example, a female hummingbird weighs just 4.5 grams when she lays 2 white, pea-sized eggs. When the chicks are ready to fledge, they will be considerably larger than their mother, as she will have come down to just 2.5 grams from the stress of raising them. Imagine what will happen if the female cannot find enough nectar to regain those critical 2 grams. You can make a difference by providing food to our listening area's ruby-throated hummingbirds in your own backyard. Plant red and orange tubular flowers or set up hummingbird feeders. Make sugar water mixtures with about 1/4 cup of sugar per cup of water. Food coloring is unnecessary, but change the water before it grows cloudy, and remember that sugar water can ferment rapidly to produce toxic alcohol. Be careful where you put your hummingbird feeders, as windows can pose hazards to these nearly weightless birds, and some cats have learned to lie in wait to catch visiting hummingbirds. These little jewel-toned birds are major players in the pollination cycle. So if you can do your part, your garden will thank you all season long. You can learn more at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR News station.